Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Luis Almo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The right fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Hartsfield moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is walked intentionally. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser. Ward reaches second base with a double. Morrow goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Reiser goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hartsfield takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger misplays the ball. That's an error on Terwilliger. Kerr moves to third. Hartsfield moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kerr scores. Hartsfield moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Doyle Lade now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartsfield scores. Torgerson scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Elliott goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Luis Almo. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatzky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford bunts towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Reiser moves to second. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hartsfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall. throws the ball in to Kerr, who tags Morrow trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko is hit by the pitch. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reiser is hit by the pitch. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Reiser goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Braves. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 7-1, Braves. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smalley. Bickford moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Bickford scores. Hartsfield moves to third. It's 8-1, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-1, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reiser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morrow hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reiser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Andy Pafko. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-1, Braves. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Borkowski now playing center field. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Bob Ramazzotti now playing shortstop. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bickford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bickford covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bickford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4 Braves. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-3 in the game. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti strikes out. 2 outs. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sawatzki out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.